That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know. To support the show and unlock the ad-free archive, as well as exclusive monthly episodes of The Bonus Room, go to cbbworld.com and sign up for a Maximus membership.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Half app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. Welcome once more. Are we rolling, Doug?
Yeah.
Oh. Welcome once more to the Neighborhood Listen, the podcast that explores the neighborhood of Dignity Falls. I am one of your hosts. My name is Bernd Mia Payday. I am the pharmacist in chief at the Dignity Falls Pharmacy.
This is official. He used to be at CVS all these years,
That's right. Now here he is.
What was your title again?
Pharmacist in chief.
I thought so. Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Pharmacist in chief.
It's a brand
and they gave you a new, they gave you not even a coat, you wear a robe, but you're wearing it because you just came straight from work.
Yes, I have a ceremonial robe that I wear.
It is gorgeous. It's gold braided.
Yes, it's real velvet and ermine and it is gold braided. People, it really makes an impression on people when they walk in.
I imagine.
When they step
they're
up
like,
to that
oh,
counter.
there's the chief right there. There's the pharma, there's the PIC.
Some people are addressing me like your honor, your highness. And it's like, no, I'm just burnt. Just call me burnt.
I noticed you have a lot of rings on your hands now.
People keep giving them to me. There's people that have been,
this is amazing.
They've been bringing me exotic spices. They're like, this, folks, wow. This is not necessary. It's just my work uniform. You don't need to be doing this, but.
Well, you are resplendent. I have to say, it does make you think that you have to bow or something to you.
Not necessary. Not necessary. I'm still just a guy filling out prescriptions, and deciphering doctors' inscrutable handwriting.
Oh boy. Yeah. The robe doesn't help with that.
That's right. And the robe does not help with that, Joan.
Why? Is it just because they're in a hurry? Why does this happen? Oh yeah. I'm Joan, by the way. I'm Joan Pedestrian. We haven't introduced me yet.
That's right. Joan is the top realtor here in Dignity Falls.
I got no robe.
And why don't you get one?
I guess I could.
You are the top realtor.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Maybe this is going to be a thing. Robes for the new year.
Why not?
Let's cover ourselves in robes.
I would love to see that you on a bus stop bench ad in a robe, in a beautiful, like what color would you go with?
Oh, I would go with like a deep, like a burgundy.
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. What material do you think?
I think just a basic velvet. I don't need anything.
Would you
nuts.
Incorporate exotic feathers in the collar, perhaps?
Ooh, I didn't even think about
that. Escrow?
It's escrow barking. Babe,
how's
could
he
you?
Doing?
He's okay. He's so old. Yeah. And I don't know if we've talked about all of his medical issues here.
Well, how old is he? He's 42 years old.
He is correct. Yes. He's 42 years old. He's blind. He's got some other issues. He has several STDs.
Really?
Which was shocking.
I've never heard of that in a dog before. I know koalas can get chlamydia, of course.
Of course. It was just
several.
So, and like, you can just tell he doesn't feel good about it. Like, it's almost like he knows, like you shame. Know, like a little yeah, bit of shame. I don't want him to have that, no. You know,
we grew up in the 80s and 90s when they really hammer it home about STDs.
It's for so dogs. True.
Yeah.
And yeah. I remember when McGruff so went to the doctor. There was that
McGruff, of course, the crime fighting dog.
And I remember he was talking to the kids, saying, "Kids, you know, don't do crimes." And then he said, "Ah!" And then he clutched his groin. And then the commercial abruptly cut to him in a doctor's office.
Yes.
And the doctor, you know, handed him a pack of condoms. It was very like almost World War II. Like,
I don't think kids were ready for it. I think it went right over their heads.
There was outrage. And that's why that commercial aired first here in Dignity Falls. Yes. It was immediately yanked from the airwaves before anybody else saw it.
We were the testing ground for lots of initial marketing campaigns.
Because we have
that
our own
did
time
not
zone.
Work. Because we have our own time zone. I think we talked about that before.
The rest of the country. But
so anyways, he is... I don't know where he is. Babe, Doug is in Santa's workshop.
Doug, did I hear that correctly?
Santa's workshop.
You're recording us from...
He's doing
what was that accent? Was that a North Pole accent you were going for?
No, yes.
More like a transatlantic. I don't know. The Santa's workshop, you see?
Transatlantic or Transylvanian, perhaps.
We started this a little while ago, you know, even though the kids were older, I felt sad that they weren't really into the magic of Christmas anymore. So, you know, one of our rooms, of course, I was like, we should definitely have like a wrapping room, you know, and like with toys and just, you know, I could
candy
feel like
spelling,
Mrs.
You
Claus,
said the gifting room.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Tori Spelling's mom.
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Remember that show?
Remember that show?
Do you know Robin Leach is still alive?
He's not.
He is.
It's so crazy.
I believe that he is.
And now it's just, you know, those annoying reels on Architectural Digest on Instagram. They're like, oh, come in. This is our whatever. It just looks like this all the time. It's sustainable.
These are like celebrities.
They make me angry.
They need Robin
Leach
to slap
them around. Well, because I'm speaking from a realtor perspective.
I beg your pardon, Doug?
They need Robin Leach to slap them around.
Is that what he did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Oh, look at you.
It was like a precursor to Bar Rescue where he'd go in and say, look at the way you're living.
This is despicable. And then he just go, psh, he would just hit him?
He would literally
I missed
slap
all
people.
Of that. Yeah. I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking from
George,
a realtor perspective.
Slapped George and Alana.
Speaking from a realtor perspective, you know, it's like, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to show you around the home, not two celebrities who were just, you know, had someone else do it, but they act like they were part of every little process and every little choice. I just find them smug.
They are smug.
I obviously, clearly, it's a hair. It's a issue
it's a
for
hair.
Me. I was going to say
it's
trigger,
a hair. But well, that's, we say Dignity Falls, of course, we just shorten
we
it to
shorten
it's a hair.
We shorten so many things.
Yeah, it's a hair.
It's very confusing for outsiders. So anyways, that's where he is. But I thought that you were taking escrow up there with you, but I guess he's not up there. Do you have him now? Because it sounds like he's quieted down.
I'm not sure where escrow is.
Oh, dear. That's not what I wanted to
I'm worried that the twins took him.
Oh, boy. The twins still missing, still on their Halloween prank.
They come on now. Halloween is so far away now.
I know. Well, and as you know, we celebrate Halloween. We do not do any Thanksgiving.
No,
we go straight from
right
October 1st to
absolutely.
December 1st.
Yes.
So the thing is, this is when we're recording it. So today I'm hoping we might actually get some signs.
God, I hope so.
Because we officially now can celebrate Christmas, which is why he's in the workshop.
And so it's the room is done up like a Santa's workshop.
It's done up like a Santa's workshop. It smells like gingerbread. You know, it's
even the Christmas
got a little toy train. What?
Christmas might have already passed.
Might have already passed.
By the time
people hear, well, of course, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, we can still talk about it, though, right?
Well,
I mean,
how about this?
There's no point.
Let's talk about Christmas all year long.
I just want to keep it in my heart.
Do you know what I learned recently? And this is a fun bit of trivia. You know that song? What are you? Of course, you would know this. What are you doing New Year's Eve?
Oh yeah,
that song. It's a great old torch song.
Yes.
The writer of that song, Frank Lesser, I believe.
Oh yes, wrote Guys and Dolls. Wrote How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying.
Okay.
Sorry. He's one of my favorites.
He was bothered that it became a Christmas season standard because the gag was that the person's asking like in June. And it was supposed to be kind of funny.
Oh, really? Did the lyrics indicate that? Because I think I've not paid attention to them at all.
Only vaguely by saying, is it too early? And that was supposed to be sort of like, well, of course it's too early.
Is it really about someone making New Year's Eve plans in April? That sounds psychotic.
No, that's supposed to be.
I'm sorry. It makes me angry.
Be a little tongue in cheek.
I'm sorry. That was a hair for me. That was a hair.
That is a bit of a hair for you. I don't think the song is supposed to be sung from the point of view of like the Joker. I think it's supposed to be a cute little thing where somebody is saying, hey, do you have any plans for New Year's? And it's so earlier in the year.
I thought it was just.
See, Doug loves it.
I just thought it was the first booty call song that was ever written. That's how I see it.
Do you think it takes place on New Year's Eve, that song?
That's what I thought.
What? Yes. The song that says, what are you doing New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Are you
like
picturing
in real
it?
Time.
It's 12:15?
Like you don't have anyone, I don't have anyone. Well, maybe in the morning, you know. It's like the morning of the 31st. That's what I always thought. What are you doing New Year's Eve?
You up?
I got, yes. It made sense to me.
So I wonder what Frank Lesser would make of that interpretation.
I know. Well, I'm sorry he was such a grump about it. I would just be happy to have a hit song. Jeez.
Yeah, you'd think.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to come up with 7 new original Christmas songs for my Christmas cabaret, which is in 2 days.
That's right. Because you're not going to do all 17 original. No. You will repeat some.
I threw that number out, you know, and then immediately went on the posters and I thought, what am I? 17? That's crazy.
That's a lot of songs for
it's
one cabaret.
It's a lot of songs without any, you know, and I don't have any guests because everyone said no.
No, Joan. Everyone said no.
Everyone said no. I didn't ask a whole lot of people. And I think that they're all still just sort of a little gun shy from how my last show went. When I accidentally cursed the entire audience.
I know, but isn't that more Mitch McNutt's fault than anything?
It is. Mitch McNutt, the reviewer, the local reviewer in Denny Falls, we hate.
Yeah, we despise him.
Pulled a fast one on me and he pre-reviewed my show without even seeing it before it opened.
Yes.
And just predicted what I would do with it.
I know what's going to happen.
Doesn't matter that he was fairly right.
He really nailed it.
It was so rude.
How did he do that?
I don't know. I guess I'm a predictable artist. What can I tell you?
Yeah, but he's a bad guy and we don't like him.
But this time, I'm going to do something kind of
dangerous?
Yeah. I was going to say daring. But it might be dangerous as well.
I thought you were going to say dangerous. Okay.
It might be dangerous.
Wait, so more dangerous than cursing the audience?
No, nothing like that. Dangerous for me. Mm. Scary for me because I was thinking I would do a couple, I would try to improvise a few numbers.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Don't sound so surprised. I might be able to do it.
Joan, you famously said on more than one occasion, I detest improv. It's stupid and it's lazy.
Why would you tell everybody that? That was said in, what's the word?
Confidence?
Yes.
I feel like if you say something in confidence more than 10 times, you might as well just be saying it to everyone.
I really didn't expect you. I don't want everyone to think that.
Well, you put me on the spot, Joan.
It was a couple years ago that I said that. And my opinion of it has changed a little bit.
Well, I didn't realize that.
I think that it's, you know, a very sustainable way to live. And I think it's timeless. And I think it's going to survive everything. Right. You know
what
I mean?
Everyone loves it.
Everyone loves it. Can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. And I think it's great to see so many young people involved in it. And you know what? I consider myself a performer. And so to not explore
Joan, everyone consider you. You, of course.
Well, not Mitch McNutt. But he considers me a hack. So that's
I wish he would go to hell.
Bert really hates him. I wish that turtleneck would just choke him.
Oh, wouldn't that be a great, like a...
Seems like it
Stephen
is.
King.
His face is getting redder and redder. He should go up a size.
He gets some special media. They do have elastic in them. So, I mean, I think that is the thing, is that but that would be a very Stephen King thing that, like, you know, you were taken down by your own, what you're known for. I didn't word that correctly. Maybe I'm not good at improv.
Well, I mean, that can't count. That can't count.
Can we not? Can we edit that out? That can't count, right? Let me try again.
No, we have to start the improv.
Let me try again. All I was thinking is, you know, I would just, I have my friend Smitty who loves to play jazz pianos. Yes.
Yes. No, and he was, where
he was
where
on a cruise ship.
Yes, he was on the cruise.
15 right. years. I mean, yeah. he's been gone forever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a very, he was a dear old friend of mine from high school. And yeah, so he was just playing piano on.
The news cruise.
The news cruise,
which was the news without Huey Lewis.
It was a cruise for people who are fans of just the news.
Just the news. They could take or leave Huey Lewis, but they are fanatical about the news.
But they needed a second piano player, and so Smitty joined them.
That cruise sounded like a lot of fun. They had the attractions were there, the Vandellas.
Yes. And the trick is when they sing the songs, MGs. When they sing the songs, it's really just kind of like music. And then just all of a sudden, back in time. That's and then right. just more
yeah.
music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Him was there from She and Him.
Yes. It sort of became a thing, right? You know, everyone. So he had a great time.
Oh, but until he was dragged by the cruise ship.
Oh, yeah. For a tell long me about time. That again,
oh,
babe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. I think I remember hearing he was dragged by the cruise ship for a long time.
You mean like physically dragged or like
emotionally
dragged?
Yeah, he was in
dragged?
The water. No,
for 15 years?
No.
Emotionally dragged by the cruise ship?
Oh,
babe,
emotionally.
What? What are you talking What's about? Happened?
That's what you just asked me.
Are you drinking eggnog?
Is there too much glue in there?
There's too much glue. So, okay. Well, I'll have to ask him.
He was barefoot
he is not,
water skiing in the back of the cruise
yes,
ship.
How would you? They would
and then they forgot he was there. They forgot that he was sounds, there.
He didn't tell me any
over
of this.
Over a year.
Okay. Well, Smitty, I'll have to ask him.
You know Smitty.
I know. He really doesn't
he
say anything.
He is very stoic. He will not, he doesn't want to burden anyone with his problems.
Right.
He came into the pharmacy one time and he talked to me for 90 minutes before I was finally able to glean he was there to get a prescription filled.
Oh, wow. So, like, what was he saying?
He was just making small talk and then he was saying, hey, how are your knees? And I was like, my knees are fine, Smitty. He's like, oh, I'm jealous. You know, things like that.
He was like really, a very roundabout, passive-aggressive. Yes. And what was the prescription he needed?
He had bursitis, and so he needed a cream. He needed a topical.
So that was for, is that for your knees? I don't know what bursitis is.
Oh, bursitis is, it's terrible.
Okay.
It's terrible. It's a joint thing, and you can get it in your joints.
Okay. You heard it here that from the pharmacist awful. In chief.
Now remember, I'm a pharmacist. I'm not a doctor.
The in chief does not add, you know,
a medical degree. No, I still need a slip of paper telling me what to do.
Yes.
the instructions are on the box. That's true.
They are.
Yeah.
All you do is you say, and then, you know, most people never really, have you been consulted? Do you have any allergies? And most people always say no. They just give me my drugs. They got to get out of there.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And I don't ask follow-ups.
Of course not. Okay, so here's the thing. I will ask Smitty. I will see if he will talk to me, you know. Gosh, you know, now that I think about it, we've rehearsed once, and he did say some pretty strange things. Like, you know, hey, have you been talking to people lately? How do they make you feel about yourself? And I'm like, oh, I'm fine. And he's like, oh, must be nice. Just like exactly what you were saying. Like, you know, as if like either he was emotionally dragged or, but he also made a comment about my feet and how my feet were doing. So maybe he was trying to tell me. You know what? I'll get more specific with him next. Tomorrow. I'll see him tomorrow. And all that I thought was, right, like that I would just get on my stool and just, you know, sort of like, I want to open it up to the crowd now and just say, oh, give me your favorite Christmas. What's the best thing you've ever gotten for Christmas? Or
wow.
Just get an object, you know,
right.
or something really simple. Like what's your favorite thing about Christmas?
Gloves. You
know? Right. Well, I'm not doing it right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It just made me so nervous.
In my mind, I was picturing you on your stool and
stool.
And I was like, I was there.
Why did you just say stool again, babe?
Stool.
I was trying out that accent. Stool.
Which accent is that again?
I don't know. You're the one that said stool.
Yeah, you said stool.
I didn't hear it. Oh, God.
It's hard to hear yourself.
It's really falling apart.
It is hard to hear yourself, yeah.
Okay, fine, yeah. Then I will. Okay, so an example is I'll sit on my stool. And I will ask about, and gloves. Do you think they'll say gloves? Oh, gosh, I didn't even consider they would say gloves.
That's a great idea. You should definitely make a list of things you think people will say. And then you can write the songs in advance.
Right? You sort of try to just guess what people are going to say.
Or force people to say a thing.
And try to make them laugh.
Yeah. Force people to say a thing.
What if I don't like what they say? Can I take another suggestion?
Absolutely. I would keep going until you get one that you're prepared for.
Okay. Yeah, like as I'm hoping that they just either say Santa or gifts. That's all I want.
Gifts. Right. You don't think people will say like hot cocoa?
They might. I just have only thought of rhymes for Santa and gifts.
Santa.
What are your top rhymes for Santa?
Mylanta.
Mylanta, of course. Fanta.
That was the first that came to mind.
Granta? Wasn't that a...
And Atlanta. Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm. So, you know, Fanta. I'm like, oh, all I need is three rhymes. I could come up with a song.
Exactly. All you need is three rhymes. What's with these songs where they keep going with the rhymes? Three is fine.
Well, you know, I'm not imagining they'll be long, and then maybe I'll have everyone sing along, right?
Well, I didn't mean your songs, John.
Santa, are you coming to Atlanta? If you eat cookies, you'll need my Atlanta.
What's in those cookies?
You're not supposed to think about it.
I'm so sorry.
If you're an audience member, you're like, your mind is blown. How did she rhyme those three things, right?
No rhymes for gloves.
Why does it seem easier to rhyme the singular glove, not gloves? Because you can't say aboves.
But I mean,
I guess you could say doves, but you don't want to say loves. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, you could.
Maybe I should take a class.
Loves. I mean, loves is also is a verb.
I'm realizing how hard this is. What? What's a verb? Love is a verb.
Loves.
Love. Sure. But it's hard to end a thought on
loves.
Do you know what I really hate, though, which I'll never do?
Oh.
Is say that thing where it's like, I love myself. I'm just going to take those problems and put them on a shelf. Oh, my God. No one puts anything. It's rhymed. It's used as a rhyme all the time, especially
right.
in musical theater.
Right. As a thing, you don't need it. Yeah. You're going to get rid of it.
But
put it on a
shelf. What does that even mean? No one says that. Put it on a shelf.
It's very true. People do shelve things, though.
Yes, they shelve things.
And when things are shelved, they are gone forever. Whenever anyone uses that expression, that means
you've worked through it.
Done.
You've worked through it.
Yeah.
Therapy not needed. It's on the shelf. Well, it's clear that I need to work on this a little bit, but I'll let you know how it goes. And I'll talk to Smitty tomorrow.
Okay, great. All right. I'm glad to hear it.
We should probably take a break at this point.
I think we should.
I think we've talked for too long. What do you think, babe?
I think so.
How long are we going, Doug? I haven't asked you that in a while. It used to be a main staple of the show.
It was. And then you remember it used to take him a long time to sort of count.
Because he would remember the minutes.
Yes.
It's been 21 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, nice. Perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
I feel like it's always 21 minutes. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will have a guest with us right here at the Kitchen Island on The Neighborhood Listen.
Hi, everyone. It's Nicole. How are you? Listen, the weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and luckily, I found Quince. Now, I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. That's right, I said less, not more. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Now, I love also all the items that I've already gotten from Quince. I can wear my sunglasses year round. I got a pair of sunglasses from Quince. I'm still concerned that I'm not cool enough for them and that I can't get away with it. But I also got some amazing joggers for my 4-year-old son, and I tried them on. I'm sorry. It's just weird. I know it's weird, but I wanted to feel the luxury. And let me tell you, they're fabulous. Now listen, get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/TNL for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That is quince.com/TNL to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/TNL. Bye.
Hey, I just simply have to tell you, I'm excited about a podcast, not just this one that you're listening to, but another one that you can and should listen to. The title? It's simply called Tiny Dinos. It is hosted by Connor Ratliff and James III. They play two best friends who are scientists, and it's all about a top secret experiment that will change the world. But as we know it, each episode of the show, Tiny Dinos, features fun guests like Jason Mantzoukas, Adam Conover, an FBI agent, an AI assistant, a crank doctor named Crispy. It's the opposite of sanity. It's madness. You also might find a familiar voice on there sometime soon. I'm not saying it's me. I'm saying that's the chances are. And just in case this show sounds like it could be for kids, fuck you, it's not. There's blackmail, graphic descriptions of violence, and people say the F word like I just did. Not a lot, but the F word does come up. Probably more than the one time I just did it. So listen to Tiny Dinos today. It is out now wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Paul. Goodbye.
Hey, this is Harry. Fire! Ambulance! Thought I was having my fourth heart attack last night and called 911. Cannot believe the great and fast reaction and care that I received. So incredibly grateful. Never felt so safe. Thankfully, no heart attack, but I feel so thankful and peaceful knowing that when I need help, there are amazing, dedicated, selfless, and patient people out there to give care. I hope none of you ever need it, but rest assured, if you need help, you can expect the best. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Heart emoji. No, really? You gotta be kidding me.
And welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen. And Joan, you know it. Doug, you know it too. What sure. We do every episode is we look at the NeighborHap, the social networking application for people's neighborhoods, and we check out who is interesting in Dignity Falls. If a post catches our eye, then we try to invite someone on the show. Either it's someone who posted or someone being posted about.
Yes.
And this week is no different. And if you happen to spot an interesting post that perhaps we missed on the NeighborHap, please screenshot it and send it to us at Joan and Burnt. Nope. Burnt and Joan?
Uh-oh.
Burnt and Joan? Thank you. Thank you, Doug. Burntandjoan@gmail.com. I don't know why I switched it all of a sudden in my mind.
Listen, my mind is in a scramble from my attempted improv just a minute ago.
Can
so
I tell you that right now I just had maybe a panic attack over the email address?
Oh, no. Did you?
I had like the tiniest, fastest spiral.
Did you know I forgot my last name just a couple episodes ago?
No, Joan.
That's why I just...
It's pedestrian.
I know, but I kept saying, I'm Joan. And I just would... I expected it to come out and it didn't. And I said it three times.
Well, you know, to me, it just sounded very confident.
Oh, well, inside, I was spiraling like you.
Fun.
Well, at least we could be honest about it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a guest. But let me first read this post.
Would you like to read the post? Yes.
Yes, and you know...
Excuse me.
Are you getting ready for your Santa voice?
Yes.
Burnt is playing Santa at the Fallsmasy.
Merry Christmas.
Is that... Is that...
Like, Merry Christmas.
What? It's got an extra...
Hello, little boy. What would you like for Christmas?
Okay. It keeps changing. I'm not sure you've hit it in the middle
Pole
yet.
Accent.
I think you're dancing around a
Santa
little.
Santa gotta go now. Gotta feed my right door.
Okay, well now. Now I'm concerned about him.
I haven't done it in a while.
Yes, that's yes. It's clear. I guess it's not like riding a bike. You gotta just dust it off or like you gotta get it in
I
your
I will be riding a
in
bike,
your boat
though, as Santa.
Well, I hope that goes better than finding the voice.
Boy, I hope so. Hello.
Well, that was Harry Carey just then. All right. So the post, this just says neighbor. So there's no
name. We don't have a name.
Yes. So this says, it's under crime and safety. Two guys dressed dressed as AT&T providers stole my dinner.
Ooh.
Told me they needed
stole
to see.
My
yes. But listen to this. Told me they needed to see my cable box, took my crock pot with my dinner inside and ran out the front. Update, the crock pot has been returned.
Huh.
I know. And here to talk, but I'm not sure I've been exchanging emails with this person. I'm not sure what the story is since we don't know the name of the poster. Right. I know that the name we have here, is it just Red? Is that right?
It's pronounced Reed.
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 Sorry.
Sarah. Looks like Red.
Yeah.
Is Reed.
Okay. Red. Yes, because it's R-E-D-D, but it's Reed.
Yes.
Okay. Just making it. And are you the person who made this post or are you?
I took the pot.
Oh, you
took the pot. Oh, I'm kind of excited.
One of the crock pot
because
thieves.
We can ask so many questions.
Absolutely.
You know, we can get to the bottom of it.
Yes.
If it had just been the crock pot person, who gives a shit?
No, I didn't mean to imply that.
Oh, that's how I took it.
And certainly not Red. Reed.
Wait. It's Reed, right?
It's Reed.
Okay, it's Reed.
All right, Reed.
Reed, no. What? Tell me, first of all, do you agree with this post? Is this post inaccurate? Would you like to correct some misinformation or tell us your side of the story?
Every word is true.
Every word is true?
Every last word is true.
Every
In fact,
word.
She left some out.
Oh, my
really?
Goodness.
Really? Okay, so you were dressed
as an
AT&T mm-hmm. provider.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you told this person that you needed to see their cable box.
Yep.
And okay. then somehow you got it. So you went in their home.
Yep.
Under the pretense
said,
of looking at the cable
knock,
box.
Knock, knock, knock. Right. AT&T uh-huh, uh-huh. here.
Right.
Surprise visit. We do those.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Sure. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Me and my friend, whose name will be redacted.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
That is his name.
But you know what? I was just about to ask that.
It will be redacted, or it is.
His name is Will Be Redacted.
Okay, so you and your friend Will.
Mm-hmm. Will be redacted.
In the guise of AT&T providers.
Yep.
You gain access to the house.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you even bother looking at the cable box or?
Here's the thing.
Yeah,
so,
take us through it.
All right. So I love a home cooked meal. Here's
okay.
the thing.
Who doesn't?
Love a home cooked meal. Can't cook myself.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Neither can Will.
Okay.
And what is your relationship with Will?
He is my best friend from third grade.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
We were only best friends in third grade. People think that means we're best friends from third grade.
Like, I definitely
continued
no.
on. I
no,
see.
We had a falling out in fourth.
In fourth.
Yes.
Okay. Fourth is a tricky time.
Reconnected
fourth is
as
a volatile
adults.
Time.
You connected reconnected as adults. As adults.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Was there, well, I want to get into that friendship in a minute, but take us through again what happened. So is this, and really quickly, can I ask, is this something you've done before?
Good
yes.
question,
plenty
okay.
times.
Many times.
And
okay.
since.
Okay. So then you have a routine.
Yes.
Okay. So what is he distraction? And are you the sort of the face of the operation?
Yeah. So I'm the face and the brains, to okay. be honest. So okay. I sourced the AT&T outfits on Etsy.
Okay.
Ooh. Waited the 6 weeks for them to come.
Yeah.
Had to send one back because mine was running a little short
Classic.
On the
right.
pant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got the AT&T outfits, the costumes, showed up to the house, said knock, 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 surprise visit.
Yep.
We do those, AT&T. And lady, so sweet, so sweet. She said, I don't have AT&T. And I said, that's the problem. So we got to come in and fix it.
And what did she say that? She
said,
okay
fair enough.
Fair enough, she said.
You don't have AT&T. That's the problem. We're gonna come in and fix it.
Yep. And she okay. said, touche.
Oh, she
wow.
said, fair enough and
yes.
touche.
Yes, she
wow.
did. So we go in. Will and I were looking at the cable box.
She Where
doesn't
was she?
Even, she was sitting on the couch. She was actually okay. watching television. We made her pause her show.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember what she was watching?
She was watching The Bachelor.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Golden?
Yes.
Golden.
Golden.
Plain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh,
she, said, okay. She said, I don't watch anything. Don't watch any Bachelors unless they have a color in front.
So this, she's in heaven
so
now.
She's so yeah, happy. She's been waiting for years.
She never watched it.
Okay.
She was waiting for a color.
This is a whole new demographic that they haven't opened up yet that they yeah. need to know about. Okay.
Yeah. So she paused her show. We say, okay, we're looking. She didn't have cable box. We're like, okay. And I'm like, I think I need to look at the cable box in the kitchen. She said, I don't have one in there. I said, that's the problem.
Wow.
Oh, it's such she's, a good comeback wow. each time.
That's
Did she say
problem.
Fair enough?
She said, fair enough.
Okay.
So I go in there. I see she's got the most deliciously slow cooked meatballs.
Mm.
Oh, and did you, was good. This a surprise, or do you know the meatballs are happening inside the house before you go in, and that's the mark?
Yeah, we case the joint.
Okay.
Yeah, we case, we sit outside, we look at people, and we see, okay, if they're not grocery shopping, yeah, off the
what
list.
Are they bringing into the house?
Exactly.
What do they got? What's exactly. the protein?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So we were watching her for a little while.
How long of a process?
About 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really get in yeah. there.
Yeah. You love home cooked
meals. Really, I love really home cooked meals.
Really embedded. Okay.
Yes. So we also had to start saying, okay, what are the nights she goes out to eat? When is she doing meal prep? When are there right. leftovers?
Yes.
We realized Thursdays is when she throws down.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thursdays is when she really
that
goes
was
for
go time.
Mm-hmm. And this is a single person.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So cooking just for one person.
For one. But right. she's you know how you have those people where it's like they can't just cook for one?
Yes.
Well, it's very difficult, isn't it?
Exactly.
It yes, is
exactly.
recipes all thrown off. And yeah. you know, she probably shares it with people at church or what have you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So went in the kitchen.
Okay.
Unplugged the pot.
Good.
Honestly, one of the things she left out, took a couple pot holders because it was hot to the touch.
Okay. Okay.
She didn't ding me for that.
She didn't ding you for that.
Were those also returned, Reed?
Gave them back.
Okay.
Okay.
Gave them back. So I have the pot. Uh-huh. I yell out to the TV. I say, Will, time to ride. And he knows that's time to book it out the front door.
Right.
Open the door. Hold it for me. We rush to the car, drive off. We have a meal.
Oh, wow.
So do you just eat it right out of the crock pot?
I mean, it's gotta
oh,
be
yeah.
scalding
yeah.
hot.
We keep sporks in the car for this reason.
That's good.
Because
oh, so you're ready for anything.
I don't like cold food.
Right.
Oh, me neither.
Okay. It's mm-hmm. gotta be hot.
Yes.
Hot out the oven. I don't like leftovers.
Oh, yeah. It's tricky.
Wow. Can I say, I enjoy cold food.
You do.
I do. I enjoy it hot. And then no matter what it is, I can eat it cold.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh, I don't can't respect do that.
Well, I apologize. I understand we have different views on that. And I guess we'll never see eye to eye.
We won't.
But Wait till we tell Reed that you don't eat square food.
What?
Yeah, I can't eat square food. I can't eat any baked thing that is square.
Not a sandwich?
No.
Not a...
Because the bread has been baked.
Not a turnover that's been made into a square?
No.
He knows. He always knows.
No, if it's been made.
Oh, if it's been made into a triangle.
It's something in the baking process. So if it's baked as a square, I can't eat it.
Okay.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I'm not sure I knew.
Okay.
Yeah. So
if you bake, if you like, I can't eat. If you take like a square cracker mm-hmm. and you bite, you know, around it to make it a circle, I can't eat that
because you already know that it's
square.
I see. But if I were to give you a cracker that was made to be that was originated as a circle,
a Ritz,
and I bit it into a square,
oh,
you would eat that.
I wouldn't eat that because you bit into it.
Okay,
but
but the principle
is the same. Yes.
All right.
I mean, if we cut it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It
I
would
never
give
even
me
thought
pause.
About that angle.
If I saw the square, it would give me pause.
All right. I wonder though. If
and I have to be one of those annoying people in a restaurant. Like, does this have this? Does this have this?
What happened with the square in the first place? Was it what would happen to you if you actually ingested it?
I would go into convulsions.
Because this is what happened one time?
I would go into convulsions and I would make my body into the shape of a square.
Wow.
That's what happens. Yeah. Wow. I've never asked that question. You know, I just sort of took it for granted.
I was
granted,
praying you never would. It's embarrassing.
All right. Well, then let's get back to Red here. Okay. So Reed. When you ran out, did she just not even? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Reed. So sorry. I'm really sorry.
It's really making a mess.
I know. I'm so sorry, Reed. Okay. So did the woman do anything or did she have no time to process? She was just on the couch or did she yell, hey, you come back?
She said, my meat.
Oh, yeah.
She said, stop, my meat.
Right.
We didn't stop.
No. No, because it looks like you were successful because you returned only, obviously, the crock pot. Now, do you always return because you're just after
the meal?
I'm
sorry to interrupt you. Do y'all have a cable provider?
Oh, we do. We're Spectrum. No, no good.
You don't have AT&T.
I don't because...
Joan, don't fall for it.
What?
Oh, do you mind if I just go take
I don't, I'm just going to let you know I have nothing boiling, nothing simmering. I got nothing going right now.
All right, never mind. I don't work today. I'm off.
Phew.
So, okay. So you and Will be... will be. You get to your getaway vehicle.
Yep.
You have the sporks in there.
Yep.
How far away do you go before you start eating out of the crock pot?
Oh, yeah, good question.
It's interesting because we didn't plan well because the house actually was on a cul-de-sac. So we took off.
Right.
All right. We took off down the street and we parked. We're like, whew, out of here. We realized we parked in front of our house.
Oh,
we
made
a full circle.
Full circle. Oh, no.
Unfortunately. So we were like, well, time's ticking. Food's getting cold. Right. Let's just do it here.
And do you have
so you ate it right in front of her house?
Oh, yeah.
Is your vehicle disguised as an AT&T vehicle?
Oh, that's
not in the slightest.
Okay.
No, it actually, here's the thing. It's very expensive to wrap a car.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
What I did was I plopped one of them Pizza Hut delivery little lights on the top of the car and did that.
So it's a double disguise.
Yes.
Yeah. I see.
And okay, but did she, did her come back here and her yelling just stop at the door and did she just give up because she saw you drive away?
She did run around kind of right behind us.
Oh,
then,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
She is fast.
Oh my goodness.
I'm just picturing her like the T2.
Yes.
Like chopping the air with her hands.
She is fast, but
okay.
To our credit, what saved us, the Golden Bachelor came back from commercial.
Oh my gosh. She's got to get in and see that Bachelor.
Had to see it.
And she sensed that it was coming back from commercial.
Yeah. She's like I said, she's a fan. So while we're working on K-Block, she said that she actually has internalized the clock of The Bachelor.
Right.
Oh, she just knew. She knew because she watches it live. She doesn't tape it. She's got to see every moment at the time that everyone else is seeing it.
I don't know why this, for some reason, it's putting me in mind of like being on a safari and you're being chased by, you're in the Jeep, you're being chased by a wild animal. And then the wild animal, who knows
just
why,
veers off.
Just decides I don't need to do this.
Yep.
So the Golden Bachelor saved you.
Yes, yes, he did.
Wow.
As he saved, presumably, one woman.
Yes,
apparently.
He did.
So you eat, you just start eating right there in front of her house.
Oh, yes.
And the meatballs, are they piping hot?
They're searing hot. I actually caught a couple burns on the way down.
I'm so sorry.
But it was
on the way down?
Yeah.
Throat burns.
Yeah.
Wow, that's intense.
So it was burning your mouth.
But you kept power swallowed anyway.
Yeah, I decided better in than out.
Sure.
And I, you know, some people, their reflex is, it's hot, let me spit it out.
Yes, right? Sure. Oh. Sure.
Me, I'm like, let's get it over with.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
So it's just like, gulp.
They're also rolling as soon as they're in there. Because they
true.
Are balls.
They are. There's
they
momentum
swallow
in
them
balls.
A hole, I suppose.
Yeah.
I would assume there was some
they're
chewing
like
in there.
Balls.
Not everyone needs meatballs that
Did
meat-
you say like pool balls?
Not everyone eats meatballs the way you
That's
do, babe.
Such as. Yeah.
Doug just swallows them whole.
Yeah, I like to feel them roll down.
Oh my gosh. So let me ask this. Speaking of the meatballs, how many were there? Did you eat all of
Great
them?
Great question.
There were 42 meatballs.
Wow.
In the
42. And you split them equally?
Oh,
you
yeah.
and Will?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Will, don't listen.
Uh-oh.
I was in charge of counting, so I gave myself 24. I shortchanged Will a bit. He didn't notice.
Wow.
Okay. Is that going to cause a problem, or do you guys normally get it pretty right, pretty fair?
We're usually pretty fair right down the middle.
Okay.
And it's a very equitable relationship, and that was one-time thing, Will.
Okay. All you, right, just
do,
in case.
You, I mean, to be fair, you do a little bit more than Will does.
Thank you.
Oh, I think you hit a nerve burnt.
I mean, Will, I guess, is a distraction.
Here's the thing. Will, and this all comes back. This is why we fell out with third grade.
Oh, good, because I was going to ask this.
Will lacks follow through.
Oh, okay.
All right? Mm-hmm. So just to not to bore you with a quick story, but
this is what we're here for.
We're in
exactly.
third grade playing a game of dodgeball. Mm-hmm. All right?
Classic.
Will and I looked in each other's eyes before the game began and said, listen, I go. All right?
Mm-hmm.
We protect each other.
Okay.
Kid threw a ball at me.
Okay.
Will was a little bit in front of me.
Uh-huh.
He ducked.
Oh my goodness.
Took one right to the shoulder.
Oh no.
All right.
Oh.
That's Will.
I see.
He's a ducker.
And then it
the
was over.
I mean, did you,
what?
The unkindest cut of all.
Indeed.
Shakespeare.
So that was it. I mean, was there a moment or did you just cut him off right then?
Yeah, I basically said, don't talk to me anymore. Mm-hmm. We won't be swinging together anymore.
Wow.
And we certainly won't be sharing crayons anymore.
Oh, that
and
is rough.
And he cried quite significantly.
Yeah.
And
significantly.
Then, yeah, he significantly cried.
Because he knew he was in, because he knew he was in the wrong. It was that hard cry when you know that you're in the wrong. But was he too proud to apologize?
Oh, he apologized profusely.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, but I gave him the cold shoulder. I said, let this be a lesson.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What what a profound thing that you knew at such a young age.
Yes, I was a wise third grader.
And then you went through school all together.
Yes.
Oh, that's tough.
For how many grades?
All. And here's the
high
thing.
High school?
Yes. Oh, and our last names are, his last name is Redacted.
That's
and
right.
My last name is Restorative. And so we're next to each other in the alphabet. So
we
were often
course.
Seated next to each other in classes. We were walked next to each other at graduation. So, but it was just ice.
Yeah.
We didn't speak.
And then who was it that, how did you come back together again? Who initiated that?
I reached out. I started my therapy journey.
Oh, right. Wonderful.
And I realized that maybe I was a little too harsh on Will.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I called him up and I said, can we talk? And he said, I've been waiting for this since third grade.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And so
I apologized and he cried. And he welcomed me back into his life.
Was the crying significant this time?
Majorly significant.
Okay.
Yeah.
I missed that part. The crime.
In third grade, he cried significantly.
Oh, yes. I thought you said crime. Sorry, I misunderstood. I just heard you say crime. I thought you said crime, not cry.
No, I said
cry. Sorry. That's a simple mistake. Sometimes I just mishear. You know?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm allowed to mishear.
No, of course you are.
You seem very annoyed.
I mean, it's not helpful, but... But you are allowed to do it.
I think anyone's arguing it's helpful.
You're allowed to do it.
I think I'm apologizing just like Will did.
I mean, you're allowed to do it all day long.
Do I need to cry?
Did you say crime?
Oh, give me a break. You know, what I was going to point out is that it's so interesting, beautiful almost, that their last name sort of predicted what would end up happening. Will got redacted and Reed was restorative to the friendship.
Wow.
And I think that's lovely.
I just got a chill.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now you forgot about my mistake. Thank goodness. Well,
now you reminded me.
Anyways, so how old were you when this happened, when you came back together?
Oh, when we came back together? Yes. 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, and both grew up in Dignity Falls, right?
Yes.
Here? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And what did you, at that point, what were you both doing in your lives?
Okay. So here's the thing. I was doing my own home gardening situation.
Okay.
I was growing plants, vegetables, things like that. And basically selling them to the community in Dignity Falls.
Oh.
But here's the thing. I got out of the business because it costs quite a lot to grow food.
Oh, it sure
So
does.
I was having to charge like $40 for an apple, $50 for spinach. And that
I'm
was-
I'm sorry, did you say $40 for an apple?
One apple?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
And did anyone ever do that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Would buy them?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, I mean, is there something about these apples that is a sort of special or-
The price point.
And argue there.
So I guess it makes people feel
does
like
make them special.
You know, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. Kind of
a designer
this
apple.
Must be a
there
great
must be
apple.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an elite. It's like an apple where it's like it's you know, there's a place called Soho House, I think, in New York. It's like it's like a Soho House apple.
Okay.
Do you remember they tried to do a Soho House in Dignity Falls?
Oh my God!
And the night it opened, it burned to the ground.
Just instantly.
Yeah. And they just gave up. They said, I guess it wasn't meant to be.
Nope.
And they didn't rebuild it.
And it was
sad
because they made people wait on a list for 2 years.
Yes.
You know, all that waiting.
Yeah,
it was impossible
yeah.
to get on the list.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
People got plastic
surgery. That's a place that invented.
Yes. There.
Yes.
Did they invent the cronut?
Yeah.
I was exactly so excited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never have one.
Soho House out of Defiance?
No, I just don't believe they'll ever come to Dignity Falls.
The Cronut. The Cronut will not be back.
Never.
No.
That was their shot.
Yep, that was it. Okay, so the Soho
House. Really put Soho House on the map was inventing the Cronut.
Not the exclusivity, not the clientele, that Cronut.
Never understood the connection, but I don't know.
It's, again, it's for elite people. I guess we're just too lowly. That's right. So, okay. So, so this was working for a while, it seems like. Why did it change?
Well, I ran out of clientele. It felt like people were losing their homes.
Because of these apples.
Yes. Losing their cars. They kept coming to me and they said, Reed, listen, I can't afford these apples anymore. Yeah. I've had to foreclose on my home.
Oh, good Lord.
And I was like, well, then you're not getting an apple. All right. But then once everybody's house got foreclosed upon,
they let it get that far, you know, that they never stopped and sat around the kitchen table and had the hard conversations like maybe not the $40 apples.
I guess it really did something to their brains where they convinced themselves these apples not only were worth $40, but that they had to keep buying them to the point where they lose their home.
A little while ago, there was sort of a thing where there were a couple moms at school, you know, if I now really think about it, they started dressing differently. They started acting differently.
Right.
Like they were, you know, just this thing that sort of made them like a class thing. It was like a real class thing. And I wasn't any part of it, you know, because I don't eat apples.
No, you refuse.
I refuse. Yeah.
And why is that again?
Well, it's because of Snow White, honestly.
That is a common complaint, I heard.
It is. Oh, what is it?
Yes.
Oh, it's not just me.
It's a common apple aversion.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, see, there you go. Okay.
What's number two? Worms?
Yeah. Number two, yes. Number two is people who can't unsee an apple as a car. From those Richard Scarry
buddy. Yes. Lowly. And that worm Lowly, who you had to find.
They're like, I can't eat a car.
Do you know what? Those apple cars really do defy sort of physics. And you look at it and you're like, that is not natural.
It's not.
I totally understand that.
Boy, if you could drive it. Big apple like that as your car.
A dream.
You like
it's
it.
The dream.
I'd pay $40 for that.
Look, I'd pay $40 for a car.
I mean, that makes sense.
Now, Reed, okay. Were you ever worried that people would just keep the seeds from these apples?
Ooh.
And grow their own $40 apples?
But I suppose, did they know? Well, and I'll let you answer. I'm sorry. I'm very invested in this.
You've blown my mind here. That never once occurred to me.
Or anyone else, apparently.
Never occurred.
Because people were going broke.
Yes,
I'm thinking, was it because did they seem that they tasted more amazing because they spent that much money for it? You know, it's just like when you go to a show and everyone stands now because they need to believe that they dumped a lot of money on something that was amazing. So they have to experience
it. It is true that every show gets a standing ovation now.
Every show.
Every single show.
I mean, it's true. It's just true.
And I've seen some shows that
I went to my niece's Christmas play down at the middle school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Absolute trash.
Oh, I heard about that. Heard that show was bad.
It was bad. It was offensive.
Oh, right. Yes, I did hear about that. A fight broke out on stage.
Yeah. Standing ovation.
Standing ovation.
And like when you see an angry standing ovation when people,
they did it.
They did it. That's how shows end now.
It's this group. That's how shows end now.
Yeah.
Every show is a hit. It is a weird phenomenon. It's true. And then you can always see like the two people who are like, we are not going to do it. We absolutely will not. And then it's almost like just a pure pressure thing where you see them.
Easier to kneel for the national anthem than not participate in a standing ovation at a play.
I co-sign that.
Oh, Lord.
Did you have more questions about the crime?
Not about. Oh, boy.
I feel like we got off track from the crime.
I guess we did. But what I wanted was the origin story we got. They're friends. We know why they are not friends. Now they're friends again. You were selling the fruit. I want to know what Will was doing at this time.
Well, Will was on his own therapy journey. He was quite traumatized. By the way, I turned my back on him in third grade.
He didn't ever
really venture out into the world have any kind of endeavors of his own. He was kind of just sitting there and kind of suspended animation waiting for me to come back and apologize.
Sounds awful.
That sounds terrible. Something that happened in third grade, he never moved
just
past
just rendered
it.
Him inert.
Completely.
Was he, did he ever like move out or like get a job?
No.
So he's just this 24-year-old kid like hanging out.
Oh yeah.
So then at this time your business is failing. So now you're hanging out. What does that look like? Tell me about that.
So our first hangout, I invited him over for dinner. I was like, hey, I live independently. Come look. Mm-hmm. And he came
How
over.
Was the meal? Because I know you say you're not really.
That's yeah. the issue. Okay. I said, come over for dinner. I thought that he was going to bring food.
Oh, no. Right. Yeah. I think usually when you say come over for dinner, that's a tricky one.
Huh.
Yeah.
I thought dinner was implied.
Would you expect them to bring the dinner?
What I think I should bring the dinner?
I would think I should bring the dinner.
But you would.
Okay.
Right.
Because I would say, I guess if someone said, come over with dinner, I would bring dinner.
Yeah, come over for the purpose of bringing dinner.
Oh, okay. There are a couple words missing. There's some reading between the lines. There's some subtext there. Okay. Yeah.
But you feel like that's crystal clear.
Clearer as a bell.
Okay. So what happens? Will comes over, no food.
No food. Mm-hmm. He's looking at me. I don't have food.
Oh, no. And what a rough start.
Rough start. So we're hangry.
Oh, no.
Right?
And he's got to be terrified to say anything because he's only just
started
animating.
He, absolutely. He knows that he is a hair for me. All right?
A hair. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Reed gets it.
So I say to him, we got to fix this, right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't like cold food. I don't like cold food.
Oh, right.
So.
Oh, this is how it was born?
This is how it was born.
Oh, wow. You've been doing it for a while. How many years now?
About 14 years.
Wow.
Wow.
We have taken chicken tinga tacos. We have taken pork shoulders. We have taken
always a meat meal.
Yes, chicken and dumpling soup. We have taken taquitos. We have taken those little soup dumplings that they sell at Trader Joe's. That's not technically a home cooked meal, right. but if you make it at home, it is.
Somebody else made it in their home.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Well, so hang on. What do I want to say? The container is not always a crock pot. So are you talking about stealing things from ovens, off stovetops? What does that look like?
It seemed like the crock pot was very convenient.
Very convenient. But I bet you it's not that easy every time.
You know, generally we go for food that's sitting in the vessel. So we'll take a crock pot. We'll take an Instant Pot, a slow cooker. We'll take a toaster.
Okay.
We'll also take a more elevated toaster. We'll take an air fryer in a second.
Would you take a hot dog toaster?
100%.
Okay.
Of course.
Would you return that toaster?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. You will always return
the
equipment.
I get it.
Especially because then the food is the one thing you take and then it's gone.
Right. I don't want all that stuff in my house.
You don't even want the food in your house.
No.
Could you just describe your home to us?
Okay. So imagine a structure.
Okay.
Bare walls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. No, not a ton of furniture.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's all the blow up kind. So I blow it up every morning.
I think I was already picturing that.
Blow it up every morning.
Oh, you blow it up
and
every
I take the air
gets
out
rid of it because you don't want to see it. Yeah,
exactly. So let's say I wake up in the morning. I unblow my bed. Right.
You have to inhale it.
Yes, I suck all the air back.
Oh, it's like the seven Chinese brothers.
Yes.
The
then I go out into my living room. I blow up a chair.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Sit
do you
down.
Hold your? Do you hold the air from the bed?
Oh, yes, that's a great same question.
Yeah,
I go.
Perfect.
I go.
Walk over.
Walk.
You've got some good lung capacity. Well, probably from running out of houses with heavy equipment in your hands.
Can I ask, when you deflate the furniture, mm-hmm. do you just leave it where it is? Like when people have those blow-up Christmas decorations that during
are just
the
dead
day
on the
just,
lawn?
Yeah, I just leave them. I leave them set right where they're at.
Right, okay. Right.
Okay.
Just less work for later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So you start doing this and it's one of those things where you blink and 14 years later, you're doing it.
Exactly.
And is it the only meal you get each day?
Yes.
Or are you doing this for breakfast?
Yes. It's a high stakes situation.
So this is high stakes. This is the one meal you get. It's got to have everything.
And Will and I have a couple dietary restrictions.
Oh no.
We have likes and dislikes.
I had not seen this coming.
I did not. It's a real twist.
Exactly. He does not like beans.
Ooh, right. That
any
is kind of
and I don't like that tomato.
That's going to take you out of habit. That's going to take you out of chili.
Yeah.
So sometimes.
Well, they're both out of chili, right?
Yeah, they're both out of chili.
Your head would spin if you'd known how many chilies we'd thrown away.
Oh, why? Because once you were hoping they were like chili that had your restrictions?
We're hoping for white chili. White all meat chili.
With no beans.
No beans.
Just ground beef.
Does such a thing exist?
It's just ground beef. So, do you, by now, since you've been doing this for so long, Do you know by smell if it's something that you're going to enjoy?
Oh, that's
enjoy?
A guy. I bet you their sense of smell is really heightened.
It's like I have the nose of a greyhound. It's like I can smell notes. I'm like, okay, that has Cholula in it. I can smell sage. I can smell every spice. Mm-hmm. Can smell whether it's veggie broth or chicken broth.
Okay.
And so usually I'll start, you know, letting the smell inform my thinking, and then I'll go in there. I'll take a peek. I might even take a taste.
Okay.
If there's a spoon available.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay. That's kind of bold.
Yeah.
Any issue where something went so terribly wrong that you almost considered, you know, leaving this behind?
Oh, yeah. Any close calls?
Yeah, close call. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. So here's the thing. One time we did our whole routine getting there. We know that this person, this guy, is slated to make a pot roast. This is like
because you've been watching it for 4 weeks. You've watched the groceries go in the house.
Yes,
and it's a what pot pie?
A pot roast.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
I heard the pot part. Okay.
Yes,
a pot roast.
I don't know what went wrong in this gentleman's life, but we got in there and he was making a singular grilled cheese.
What?
Oh, that was a bad
But he'd been slated.
He was slated to make a pot roast. All right. So I don't know what went wrong in his life.
Oh, just a single solitary
grilled cheese.
Oh, that's so sad.
Now, at first I was like, I can accept this because it seemed like he was using two different kinds of cheese. So it seemed like an elevated
And it's your only meal of the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you'd have to split it.
Absolutely. Right. So
and you guys are good on cheese and bread.
We're good. Okay. We're good. Both of us. And it's on the Go Foods list. All right. So I get in there and I see that, you know, obviously it looks like the grilled cheese is almost done. Yeah. Okay. Right. It's looking nice and crispy brown on the top. Right.
Okay.
Grab a spatula. I flip it over. The bread on the other side, not cooked at all.
Oh,
and
no,
now
no.
The clock is running. The clock is running.
Oh, and what's he doing? Where's this guy? You just step in front of him in the kitchen or what?
He's got his eye on the hockey game.
Oh, you know, these people are all just so tied to their TV. They just don't even notice someone coming into their house and taking their food.
Yeah. But what year was this? Because
this was 2004.
Yeah. 2004.
Oh, the championship.
And we finally made it. It was the first time that Dignity Falls was in the hockey championships. And it was the, what was the name of the team?
Because
the Puckers, and they disbanded after that
season because
they did not go all the way. And they said, that's it.
Yeah. Hang it up.
We thought we had a real miracle on our hands.
Yeah.
We really thought that it was.
Oh my God. They pre-printed all those t-shirts.
Kurt Russell was already slated to star in a film about it.
He was slated. Yeah.
Just like this guy was slated. What happened? So anyways, something went wrong. So you're in there, you flip it over. What do you do?
The grilled cheese is not done.
Grilled cheese is not done.
So, and I'm seeing Will out there.
Which means that the cheese isn't done either.
It's not done.
That's not done.
Yeah.
And Will is not good under pressure. As I said, he doesn't have a lot of life experience. He's not good off the cuff.
You're the leader.
Yeah. So he starts flailing out there.
So Will and the owner of the house, they are in the living room.
Watching the hockey game
while this grilled cheese is cooking.
But he's panicking.
Will's trying to be like, oh, I'm just about to fix the cable box. But he said Babel Cox.
No.
he lost the plot. He starts unraveling.
And there's no way. If you have an AT&T guy in your home and he's a Babel Cox.
You don't get that wrong.
You're like, okay, something's up here.
It's not right.
Yeah, it's not right.
That wrong. Yeah. Oh, that's so embarrassing for him.
AT&T provider.
That's what?
Sorry, AT&T provider?
Yeah.
What did I say?
A guy.
Okay, Doug.
I do apologize.
I respect that.
Doug keeping us honest. He's the term police.
I don't know.
These are providing there.
I don't know.
Because you know that our guest is not a real one. It's a cover for a criminal activity.
But they use the proper title, which is provider.
We do work.
I think it's nice that they're called providers.
Okay, I do apologize.
Okay, all right.
I do apologize.
Okay, thanks for keeping us honest, Doug.
All right, I do. I thank you, Doug.
Okay, so he says Babel Cox, then what happens? So now this guy is maybe an ear cox.
The man's like, now what are y'all doing in my house? Because I know y'all are. I know
instantly.
Y'all aren't AT&T providers.
You're out here saying Babel Cox.
The veil has been pierced.
What's going on?
Exactly. And he's like, I had a couple friends that lost some salmon last week. Is that what this is?
Oh, no. And what a get, by the way. If you had a couple salmons in a row, poof. That's
also not
they different,
one household.
Were they different preparations?
Yes. One was baked. One was braised. Yes.
Oh, I'm getting into this. I kind of honestly the rush of it of like I know what it is, but I don't know quite how good it's gonna be.
Does sound
and
very
I
exciting.
Took it and it's hot.
Yeah, it sounds nothing very like exciting.
I'm into
yeah,
it. It's very Thelma and Louise. Okay, so he's
I'd be
like,
disappointed, of course, if I showed up and that grilled cheese was there.
Very much so. Yeah, I'm on the ride with you. Okay, so he's like, get out of my house, and then did you just.
We
go.
Left. We
no
ran.
Grilled cheese, no nothing.
No grilled cheese.
No dinner that night.
No nothing.
Wow. And then are you like, what am I doing with my life?
And Will and I got, again, we're hangry, got into a little bit of a tiff.
Hangry is your hair.
Reopen old wounds.
Yeah. Yes.
So that was a dark period for us. And so we didn't eat until the next night. And
what was rough. It? Was it good?
It was okay.
Oh, no.
It was what was the casserole?
Top, what was the, oh, casserole. What was the top meal ever that you stole?
Oh great question, Joe.
Kobe beef.
Ooh.
Wow.
Kobe beef. Mm. It wasn't cooked to the temp I prefer, if I'm going to be picky,
okay.
But it was delicious.
All right. I have a question that maybe is weird. Did you ever like stake out our house and maybe you just didn't like the looks of what I was going to prepare and just decide not to? Because I'm kind of thinking this is many years of meal stolen in Dignity Falls and I've never been.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that big a neighborhood.
My meal has never been stolen.
I'm not going to answer that, but unrelated. Have you ever thought about not putting raisins in your spaghetti?
It's a family recipe.
Thank you for saying
it
that.
It's a family recipe. I know you think it sounds disgusting. I'm telling you, it's good. I can't explain.
It's not good, Joan. Now that we're talking about it.
Let's have open dialogue.
It's not good. It's not good. They don't belong in there. They don't go together. It doesn't matter what kind of sauce you put on there. No, it's not good. I've eaten it on three occasions.
My great-great-great-great-grandma Sylvia created this dish, and it is just, it's really.
And you always say there's going to be a little surprise in there. Like, we don't know it's raisins.
And you
it's
can't see. I mean, raisins are in there.
Covered in raisins.
Garnished with raisins as I picked up on.
I've watched you sprinkle the raisins over the top.
She uses the two scoops, like the raisins. And brand.
The way
it was very old fashioned.
And I saw again, I don't want this is off the record.
This is unrelated to me, apparently.
But I have heard tell that when there was a national raisin shortage, you even once did raisinettes.
Yeah, it was.
The raisin shortage did not affect the production of raisinettes.
Dead of winter.
No.
Nope.
Did not. Makes you think.
They're probably what's made inside overseas. Those things. They're probably made overseas.
Okay. I have been. Listen, I asked the question. I put myself out there. Yeah. And with this, we have not discussed this dish before.
We're
and
really
I.
Opening the family Babelcocks.
Now, tug in your mind, what does that mean? What does that
it's
mean?
Kind of like
exactly?
A can of worms.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. Well, listen.
Can I suggest something?
Oh, all right. Honestly, Reed, you don't even realize you probably just brought up something that Doug has been sitting on for 20 years or so.
Well, I think this might. I'm just curious if you haven't tried this yet. I think it might really help your relationship with Will.
Hit me.
Oh.
Just take a good dodgeball, whip it at his shoulder, get him back for all those years ago.
Wow. Doug, I think you're onto something.
That
there.
Sounds like it could be very healing.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
Okay. Are you going to do it and let him know, or are you going to take it by surprise?
No, it's going to be a full on surprise.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I mean, you were surprised.
I was taken.
That's true. You know what?
Ultimate surprise.
That's true. The betrayal isn't even if you don't do it that way. That's true.
You got to keep the betrayal.
So somebody has to.
You
duck.
Have to keep the betrayal.
I'm
going to
hire someone to throw it. I'm gonna set it up such
like
as
a hitman.
Yes, a dodgeball hitman.
You're gonna go in the dark.
Dodgeball, dodgeball for hire.
I'm gonna position Will and myself. I'm gonna stand a little bit in front of him, and I'm gonna tell the hitman when I wink, that's when you throw.
Right.
Okay. And then I'm gonna duck.
Wow.
Wow.
I think you're going to get him into that scenario. Though I guess it sounds like he kind of does whatever you
tell
him.
He does whatever I say.
Yeah. Until maybe this moment. And maybe he needs that sort of wake up call and empowering moment of like, oh, hey, you know, maybe I need to sort of make some calls myself, stand up for myself a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
But not too much.
Because you need that. You like that status. Yeah, you like that dynamic.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Reed,
I'm just riveted by this. Honestly, it's got adventure. It's got,
it really does. You know,
I got called out on an old recipe that I will be honest. I'm going to have to sit down and think about this. And,
but you like it, you think?
Well, you know, I'm just starting to think that if you're taught to love it, from an early age, right. That maybe I didn't make my own decision about it. And I was just fed this literally and figuratively, from my non-culture of of non-denominationally Christian white women.
That's right.
That told me that this was our culture. This is what we had to pass down, and that it was very, very good.
If it helps.
And maybe it's actually trash.
It's not good. But if it helps, the one that was least objectionable was the butter and oil with the spaghetti and raisins. Not to say that it was good, but adding a sauce made it so much worse. Red sauce, cream sauce, pesto.
Red sauce, cream sauce. No.
Yeah.
What's that?
He thinks.
Were you doing a Dr. Seuss?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Red sauce, cream sauce. Raisins too. White sauce, I said brown cream sauce, even blue. It is not good. It is no good for you. Get that out of my stew. Throw it in the shoe.
Throw it in the shoe.
This is garbage. I don't know what to do.
So, Reed, are you going to continue doing this activity?
Absolutely.
And what made you want to come on to the show?
There we go. That's the question of the moment.
Well, at the end of the day, it's about accountability.
Oh, true.
Okay.
I am a very accountable person, and I feel like, full disclosure, it's going to happen. It's going to happen plenty more times. It's going to happen again. And in fact, I'd like to take this moment, since I have the floor, to let everyone in Dignity Falls know to not be afraid to try new recipes, to not be afraid to buy new appliances. If you want to experiment with maybe cold soups, that's not something I could do. But I just feel like if people can branch out a little bit more, if they feel led to do so.
Not gazpachos, though, because I believe those involve tomatoes, right?
Correct.
Don't do those.
Does it always involve tomatoes?
Does it? I thought that it did.
I asked you.
Well, we have no way to figure it out.
You turned that back on me so fast. I thought, did I ask?
I think I felt solidarity. Like, well, yeah, let's talk about this some more. You know what? I'm just experiencing a lot of volatility from the raisins. So I feel like that's what I'm still getting.
Sure,
I'm getting that energy.
Absolutely.
I'm getting that energy.
Absolutely.
What's the other kind of cold soup? What's it called? It's
Is borscht cold? Or
no one thinks borscht is cold.
Borscht was hot.
I think it's hot.
Is borscht hot?
Wow.
Oh, I heard it that time.
Yeah, that was pointed.
Okay, sorry about that. Huh. Well, boy, I am learning my lessons today. Okay, so yes, and just take that to heart. The equipment that you get, if it is new, it will be returned.
Absolutely.
So don't worry about that.
But this is always nonviolent.
Completely. In fact, it's a warm interaction.
Right.
Honestly. And I think of it sometimes as a social call.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sure, right. You know, like, we do have our elders that are alone in our houses sometimes. You're just checking to make sure that one lady is doing great. She can run like the Terminator, too. She watches her favorite program. She's doing okay.
I feel like there are plenty of people in Dignity Falls sitting there thinking, listen, the most exciting days of my life are behind me.
Yeah.
Nothing surprising is ever going to happen to me again.
Oh, my gosh.
Nothing magical is ever going to happen to me again. And along come me and Will. To show them that ain't true.
Do you know what, Reed? This might be literally a genius move coming on this podcast marketing, because just like your $40 apples, that it becomes something that you have to have. I can see a bunch of women being like, well, I I asked this question myself. No one's telling them to take.
You're the template for it.
I'm the template for it.
Then it becomes a status symbol.
Yep.
A tribute to your own cooking.
Yeah, because otherwise you're a shitty cook. If you haven't, they haven't visited your house by now. You're pretty bad.
And just to be, I guess I got to throw this out there, Reed. You won't go to a restaurant?
No.
Okay.
That's not home cooked.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Oh, fair.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very clear.
That's what I thought. What? What if someone named the restaurant Home?
I was going to ask that.
That's a bridge I'd have to cross when I get to it, but it's sounding like a yes.
Okay.
It sounds like
does,
a yes.
But it that's does sound a little bit.
I'll have to come in and take it.
Yeah.
It
sounds, oh, no, of course.
Sounds a little bit like nibbling a Ritz cracker into square to me type situation. Yeah.
It's, well, it's the integrity is not there.
I think that you've hit on something. I mean, I swear I can see this becoming the next big thing is that, you know, everyone's begging for you to come absolutely. And get food. So honestly, you know what? Best of luck to you.
Do you ever, like, do apartments?
Yeah.
Well, burnt might be next. You never know.
Well, but I don't cook.
Yeah, you don't eat meat. Yeah.
I noticed.
She's got
so
our.
You scoped my place out.
Absolutely.
Oh wow.
It's kind of
you
fun.
Gotta lay, you gotta lay off the fun. Fruit leathers.
It's nice to be included. Oh, the fruit. Oh, I love it so much though.
I feel like I you're so eating much. Way too many fruit leathers in the
oh,
day.
Oh, I love it. How else am I gonna eat leather? It's the only way.
It's the only way to simulate it.
I
all
pretend
right.
I'm a goat. You know. I wish they would make like a fruit tin can. I'd eat that.
Oh, Bert, you and your eating habits. I'll tell you what.
I have problems, right?
Yeah, you definitely do.
Yeah.
But you know what? Reed does not, because I think that we're onto something here. So I'm sorry to not have met Will, but our love to him. And
yes, our love
we'll,
to him.
We'll be redacted.
Please give our love to him.
Well, because he sounds like he's been through a lot, you know? Really I really, has. You know, and I hope that dodgeball hit goes well.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks for being here.
Will, we are entirely on board with everything you do and have done.
Appreciate it.
All right. More when the Neighborhood Listen returns.
Hey, everybody. Ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? I said it. I said win Mother's Day. I'm Nicole Parker. I'm going to tell you how to give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos. She will love looking back on your childhood memories and seeing what you're up to today. Even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep uploading mom's frame with new photos. It truly is the gift that keeps on giving. And I gave my mother-in-law one, and it's great because I have a 4-year-old son, and she just gets to have constant pictures streaming to her kitchen counter, which is where she keeps this frame, because I guess that's where grandmas really do love to be, right? In the kitchen. No, grandmas belong everywhere, not just the kitchen, but the kitchen happens to be where she keeps her frame. All right. Now, the other thing is I have a son, so I hope that someday he gives one to me so that I remember what he looks like when he's 30 and it isn't call. Also, some other fun bits of trivia about the Aura frame. It's loved by the press. It's featured in more than 130 gift guides, and it has been selected 3 times as one of Oprah's favorite things. Don't look under your seat. You don't have it. I didn't give it for you. You have to get it yourself, but it's easy to set up. It's the perfect gift for any occasion. It has free unlimited storage, and you have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which is how many other digital frames do it. So right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A Frames.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and conditions, oh, they apply.
Frames!
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, this is Tammy. Pilgrim girl child costume, $20. Includes dress, apron, bonnet, still in bag, worn once for school play. Honestly, you know, I don't really even care about whether or not you want the costume. What I want is to get this picture out of my house. If you see it, if you look at the picture that I posted, it's not only does it look like a woman in her 20s dressed as a pilgrim, not a child, but her neck and her hands are bent in such a way that can only be described as in association with the occult.
Her head is snapped to the left like Satan. And her hands are flexed in a way that says, I can't even get these hands together to pray. They won't even do it. So I can't have this Blumhouse nightmare staring at me from across the room anymore. So please come get it. I'll give it to you for free.
Welcome back to the Neighborhood Listen. Mm-hmm. Wow.
What a boy, oh boy. I got to say it. Just one of the most memorable interviews ever.
Almost like a Robin Hood, except not passing it on.
Yes, not passing it on.
Not hurting anyone.
Not really. I mean,
emotionally torturing his friend.
There is a part of me that's wondering if it's socially irresponsible of us to sort of get so excited about it and say it might turn into a fad. But you know what? The world is crazy enough that I really think it would be the next thing that you want someone to come and steal your food because it means you're a good cook.
Truer words were never spoken. The world is so crazy right now.
All right. I know it is, but obvious.
I feel like there's something happening with us where I say something sincerely sometimes and you take it as an attack. And it's very confusing to me because it makes me think, do I not have control of my own intonation?
Burnt, I have never related to you more, my friend. We got to go to Rummy Tummy after this.
Well, you guys are going to go out for a drink again? It's been a year or so.
It's been a while.
I'd love to.
We should. A little golden tea.
Please, they got the 2022 version.
No.
Yes.
Okay, before
did they
you-
really?
Yes.
Hello. Oh.
Joan, I'm so sorry. We did get carried away.
I'll carry your robe. The back of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no,
you
can't.
You don't want to. You're good because you do have to be careful. You have to get that dry cleaned.
Yeah, I can't take that to the bar.
Oh, listen, God. I'll explain what happens in my brain. I'll explain what happens in my brain. Sometimes you'll repeat sometimes you repeat what I said. And when I hear it, I'm like, oh, that actually is a kind of obvious thing to say, you know? And now I'm in my head thinking, I'm hearing my words back. I was like, it could have come out more profound. And I miss that you are, I don't think that you are. So my reaction is hate against myself, not me thinking that you're insulting me. Does that make sense?
It does. And sometimes, and I know it's tricky for you because sometimes I am repeating what you said because it was ludicrous. And sometimes I'm repeating because I agree. And how are you to know the difference?
Well, listen, I think that we're all still reeling from crime and cry. And I know that that's a thing. So
from what?
Crime and cry. When you thought I said
crime and cry, yes, of course.
Yes.
Oh, what a fiasco.
I believe you thought he said crime.
That's right. I thought he said crime. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Like, it's all water under the bridge.
It doesn't matter. How about...
Yes. I don't think that you're insulting me, and I'm sorry that it confuses you.
Okay, because I would never... Joan, you're my dear friend. Of course, I don't want to insult you.
One of my best friends.
One of my best friends.
Yeah. Out of the home.
Out of the home.
Outside of home.
Yeah. An outside home best friend.
That's right.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, good.
So there's home friends. There's work friends. There's outside of the home friends who you don't work with. But we do work together because we do this podcast.
Yeah.
So am I a double friend?
You're a double friend.
And so are you, Doug.
Yeah.
I'm a double friend?
You're a work husband. Do you know what? You're both husbands in a weird way for me.
Because your work husband, you have a work husband, me.
Yes.
But then also
I work with my husband.
Yeah.
That's wild.
You're a double husband.
Do what you love. Never work a day in your life.
Are you talking about also being married to me?
Yeah.
Do what you love.
How about my suggestion for this, the dodgeball throw?
Oh, what
I thought
was that
we
again?
All. Great.
Oh, escrow's out.
Wait, we're going to go back and say what we all enjoyed that we said?
I just thought that was a pretty impressive suggestion from me.
I can't remember, babe. I'm so sorry. Can you remind me?
To hire someone to
hire someone to throw the dodgeball and get back at Will Be Redacted.
Yes.
I don't really understand how that scenario is going to work out for them because I feel like unless Will is just really not intelligent, he's going to know something's up.
He kind of doesn't sound like the smartest guy.
I guess it's kind of true.
Yeah.
Hey, Bert.
Babel Cox.
Do you want to take another crack at Santa? I feel like you should keep trying.
What do you mean another crack?
Well, I mean, I feel like you're still finding it, right? It's been a while.
Merry Christmas!
Okay, now that's just a grotesque imitation of a French person.
What do you want for Christmas?
Okay, so it's still coming.
You want it to train?
That reminds me, what should I be doing in this Santa shop, the workshop?
You know why he's confused? Horses? Because I was always the one that wrapped all the presents,
right,
and got all the gifts. You know, that thing where the kiddo is like opening a present, and then Doug would be like, hey, you got, oh, and he realized he got excited about the toys that when Matt and
Matt Jr.
Would open a present, and Doug would be like, hey, it's the, oh, gift we gave you, right? You know, because he didn't see any of the gifts, you know, because like I bought them all. It just is what it is.
Joni, you know what would be great?
What?
If you did, can you draw?
A little bit.
If you...
She can draw a skull and crossbones. It looks really friendly.
What?
Oh, what? Because you guys have the... Why did you... You had all those jars of poison. Homemade poison.
What are we talking about?
When you would try to warn me against, you know, eating something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or, you know, those little post-its and skull and crossbones.
Put it on leftovers. Instead of- yeah.
And they're always smiling really big.
Aww, yeah, that's nice.
I had to get locks for all the cupboards, but everyone just busted through them. They thought it was a game or a challenge. So I ended up having to draw, a skull and crossbones on everything. Okay, so what is it that you want me to do?
I think you should draw a comic strip about what it's like to be a married mom.
I mean, that might be a good idea, but I prefer this medium. And you know why? Because there's no comments that I have to look at.
Very true. Very true.
So I'm going to respectfully decline that. But thank you for the suggestion.
I can't be upset. Wow. You respectfully declined.
Okay.
I thank you. I accept your declination.
Oh, my what?
Declination.
My declination. Oh, okay, got it. All right. So
we have time for one more post.
Yeah, we have time for one more post, which I am now pulling up.
You get it, Dolly.
Dolly.
You like a Dolly to cry?
Oh, now that one. that one is very.
Am I getting way further too stern away from?
I think you are. You're traveling through Europe in terms of your accents, and I just don't think we've hit on it yet. I would go with no
accent.
And in some cases, I'm a little worried about the Santa in some of these cases and his cognitive ability. So let's maybe just try no accent.
I'm not. The part that's hard for me is I'm not trying to do an accent at all.
Wow.
I really
that is
am
shocking.
Not. I'm just trying to do a voice.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Well, if you ever need a character reel, you've got it now. We just splice those together. That would be an amazing montage, babe. Just all of those Santas cut together.
I can make that in the workshop.
There you go. You can make that in the workshop.
Now we know what it's for.
Just the thing on the computer that you can do in the workshop. What's that sound?
Is that the noise of the Santa's workshop?
It sounds like
Santa's sweatshop.
Air compressor.
An air compressor. Why do you, what are you making?
I'm in the
that?
Garage.
What?
Oh, there never was a Santa's workshop.
I didn't realize that the Santa's workshop is in the garage.
I was picturing.
I forgot.
If you could just imagine the magical little place that I was picturing.
Well, that's what I thought, but I think he's now just moved it. Why did you do that?
Well, I figured
why
we
did
already
you do
have,
that.
We have the air compressor in here. We have oil. We have various
what
tools.
What toys are you? What are you going to make?
What oily toys are you going to make?
What oily compressed toys are you going to make?
Santa, please bring me the Star Wars action figure.
Please, oh please, can I have an oily compressed?
Make it oily
and
compressed.
Please, make it oily and compressed. I've been good all year, please. Oh, that was closer.
What you want, dog, that's compressed?
Well, now you're doing it.
I guess it is possible to laugh that way, naturally. Okay, here's a post. And
great.
This is just, again... it's how I've talked about this before, that sometimes, as with all things on apps and social media, sometimes we're just looking for validation because I'm not quite sure what any of us is supposed to say. This is a post from Terry in Oak Canyon.
Hi, Terry.
Here's
we haven't been saying hi to the people in the post.
We really should do more. We said hi to the one Argentinian who we have no idea his name.
Please get at us.
This says, here's another room I staged in my mother's house. This time the living room. What do you think? And look, it's just, I have to be honest, as a realtor, I've staged many houses. Is this okay? But what are we to do? What is this really what next door should be used for? You know, I thought that we're sort of alerting people to dangers or finding lost dogs and turtles and watching out for coyotes.
Is one better than the other?
I just don't know.
It looks like a real lateral move. It looks like an
absolutely lateral move. There is no difference in the two pictures, not even a different angle. And that bothers me, again, as a realtor.
How many do you think that this person has staged?
I don't know, because they said another.
Yeah.
Oh, and in this case, yeah, in this case, I'm going to assume, well, who knows? I don't know
Terry's
if Terry's a man or a
DJ Khaled of staged rooms.
But I mean, this is, I'm sorry, did she stage all the loose pieces of paper on the coffee table?
You know what? I bet that she did. So that to make the other picture look better.
Oh, is it clean? Is
like,
it
look,
clear?
Before there was a bunch of shit on the table. Now there isn't.
Oh, I see. This is the before and after.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I mean, it barely looks
like
it. She's forcing it. Terry is forcing us to do a lot of the heavy lifting here in understanding what it is
I
that
see.
She's
All that happened is she got a rectangular table, cleaned it.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, the other table would have been fine. You just needed to clean it.
Yeah.
And then a circular chair. And that's it. A circular stool. Okay, and added a plant. Listen, I'm not trying to dump on Terry's interior design, but I just feel like sometimes there's just a misuse of the app where I just don't know. It's like, yes, okay, good, great job.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't want to be encouraging to people in life, but whew.
Do you think Terry is this tied to a professional thing? Is she trying to get into the real estate game?
I mean, there's no room. I got news for her.
Wow.
There's no room.
It's all jammed up.
It's all jammed up. As you know, I mean, I was considering drastic changes just to stay in the game myself.
I know. And
although it does give me an idea. Oh, go on.
Really?
Well, maybe I haven't shot the pilot yet, but maybe she could be a storyline. Maybe because now I feel bad about sort of like being sort of a little critical.
Right.
Maybe it's sort of like an apprenticeship type thing. Maybe I should contact Terry.
You tell her to her face that she doesn't know what
no,
she's doing.
No. Oh. I just say, here's how we could maybe make this a little better. And if you are serious about this, well, let me take you under my wing, you know? Maybe I need someone. I mean, I want to, the pilot is supposed to be me helping all these young people wanting to get into the game. But what if it's someone who's sort of, I just get this sense that she's older. She says it's her mom's room. I'm assuming her mom is older. I don't think that this is a teenager who decorated her mom's room, right? She's an older woman.
Right.
I get the sense that she's an older woman. It takes one to know one. And I believe that that's someone who wants a second career,
maybe.
What
if she turns out to be 10 years old?
I mean, then I would be impressed.
Yeah.
Then I'd say, well, I hope I work for you someday.
Well, then, Joe, why don't we operate under the assumption that she is 10, and then we can be impressed by this, and it will have served a purpose.
I guess. We know she's not 10, though.
I would imagine a 10-year-old would be using Neighbor Hap Snap. Not just the
probably right. Neighbor Snap.
It's the cooler version.
Yeah, yeah. I bet they'd be using Neighbor Snap. The messages disappear.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's also like I think a parody of us on Neighbor Hap Snap.
What?
Yes. You didn't see it.
What? I don't know whether to
They're
be honored
gross
or insulted.
Caricatures. I mean, they did. Well,
what would they even make fun of?
Good question.
Oh, good question, Doug. Well, anyways, I am not going to go fishing for that. I'm not going to go looking for it. Okay. Heaven knows I don't need that. I'm already self-conscious enough as it is.
I know. But we're all very glad that you're not going through with the TFC.
As of yet, we are not. I reserve the right to change my mind at any point.
Or your face.
I mean,
that's right.
I think that, yeah.
I can change my mind about my face anytime I want, Doug. Well, anyways, all of you out there whose faces I can see, I hope that you are well and we'll see you next time.
Yes.
I don't do this part. You wanted me to do, you know, had to try it, but like, I don't, you know.
I didn't ask you to do this.
Now, see, in that case, it does seem like you were saying something to me.
It did seem
and it
that
was
way.
A little critical. Is this me? Am I imagining things?
You nailed that one.
She's about to call you buddy.
Okay, good.
Oh, no, I did like, I really didn't like it.
No,
it feels bad.
Really gave me a shiver. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the Neighborhood Listen. Did I already tell them about CBB World?
I don't think so, but it wouldn't hurt if you want to say it again.
You know what? You're right. Maybe I'll say it three times per episode.
Okay.
But listen, if you would like to hear ad-free versions of the Neighborhood Listen, or if you would like to have access to the bonus room where we have bonus episodes that cover all sorts of things outside of the neighbor hap, but in the world of Dignity Falls.
Wow.
Santa?
That was Santa?
You go to cbbworld.com and sign up on the Maximus tier, and a world of treasures awaits you.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll be back.
Including maybe a supercut of Burnt Santa voices.
Perhaps. We'll be back next week with more of the Neighborhood Listen. Until then, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode were real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is hosted and produced by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
And me, Brett Morris. This episode's guest was played by Lauren Ashley Smith.
The Neighborhood Listen is a production of Comedy Bang Bang World.
Go to cbbworld.com to unlock the entire history of the show, ad-free, as well as brand new full-length bonus room episodes exclusive to Maximus subscribers. Your support keeps the show going.